welcome to Comic Talk Today for Wednesday, New Comic Book Day, May 30th, 2018. Hello. Thanks for coming back. This will be an episode of Comic Talk Today in which I will rant about something. It has been like a week or so since I've done a rant, maybe 2 weeks. And today's topic for the rant is, of course, no one is killing your damn childhood. So I want to talk about this for a few minutes. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. But there's been a couple things going on over the last couple weeks that had me thinking about this. Because I think, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they announced a new Thundercats cartoon show. And of course, growing up in the 80s, as I'm sure many people listening grew up around that time, maybe a little bit later in the 80s for some of you, or into the 90s. It seems like that's the group that's kind of supporting comic industry right now. People that grew up in the 70s and 80s, I would say. Anyways, as an 80s kid, there were a ton of shows that I loved, right? So like Thundercats, Robotech, Voltron, Inspector Gadget, like those kind of things. And of course, when they announced this Thundercats reboot, Thundercats Roar is the name of the show. I was like, what the hell? A new Thundercats show? Hell yes. And then I looked at the art and I said, what in the holy hell is this? Why would I ever watch this? They're killing my childhood. But then I thought about it for a few minutes and I thought to myself, self, you're a damn asshole. Because nobody's killing your childhood. You're not a child. So I had to think about this for a few minutes, right? And what I realized is this new Thundercats show is just not for me. This might be something that's being redone for kids that are like my daughter's age, for example. I have two kids, one's 14, one's 7. I don't see the 14-year-old watching it. Maybe she would. She likes Teen Titans Go. But this seems like it'd be something more for my 7-year-old. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, she likes My Little Pony, things like that. And that's when I realized that that's exactly the point that I was trying to convince myself. Because when I was growing up, we had My Little Pony, Care Bears, things like that. I didn't watch them. I wasn't in the demographic, right? That was more for a female audience, I would say. Although, I mean, I had friends of both sexes that watched Care Bears and My Little Pony. It's fine. And the show that my daughter watches, I can't remember what it's called. Twilight Princess? My Little Pony, Twilight Princess? I don't know. It's a My Little Pony show, except they're not horses. They're girls in, like, high school. And never did I think to myself, and granted, I wasn't a demographic, but this is kind of the same thing. Never did I think to myself, well, what the hell is this? This is not my Little Pony. They're killing my childhood. Because, of course, I don't really care about My Little Pony. But, of course, I did care about Thundercats. Because I used to think that show was amazing when it came out. But then I also thought to myself, self, you've rewatched the original Thundercats series since you were a child. How did you feel about it? And then I thought to myself, self, you are correct, because when I rewatched it as an adult, the show was kind of garbage. And that was true for the majority of the shows that I used to watch back then. Thundercats, Silverhawks. Silverhawks was incredible. That show lasted like one season, because it wasn't good. And I've tried to rewatch it since then, and it doesn't hold up. Those shows are truly terrible. Now, of course, there are some other things that we could talk about that maybe do fit this mold a little bit better, right? I know a lot of us as nerds are either Star Wars fans or Star Trek fans. I think that's probably a pretty good example. Because when Star Trek was rebooted recently with Discovery, I know a lot of Trek fans were a little nervous that they were trying to update the Star Trek franchise. Because even though shows like Deep Space Nine or Voyager, Enterprise, those kind of things, TNG, they still followed in some respects kind of the format of the original series. Of course, the storytelling was much more complex, because storytelling has become increasingly complex in all kinds of media, not just TV and movies, but in comics and books and everything. And so those stories became more complex, and so they were updated for the times. And of course, we've had shows over the years that really changed the way that we watch other TV shows, movies, read books, read comics, whatever. For example, The Shield. I know a lot of people love The Shield. And I've tried to rewatch The Shield, and guess what? The Shield is not as good as you remember. Because after The Shield came out, which it broke ground in many respects in the way that TV shows were created, after The Shield came out, every single show was doing what The Shield was doing. And so now we're seeing that kind of storytelling for the past, I don't even know, when did that show come out? 90s? Early 2000s? We'll just say at least 20 years. And of course, this is a comic book talk show. And so I have to bring this into comics, because we see this in comics all the time. I would say in particular, we see this in comics more than we see it in other media. And I could be wrong, because my main focus, my main hobby is comic books. I love comic books. I love every single thing about comic books. I love learning more about creating a comic. I want to learn about how to read comics better, how to read more comics, how to become more diverse in what I enjoy in comics. And that's part of the reason I do this show, right? That's why I always offer, whenever I do the Comic Predictor, or I do the top of the pile episode, or when I do Therapy Thursday and I have a creator come on the show, I always offer, hey, if you're interested in this book, but you don't want to go through the hurdle of actually having to buy this yourself, let me know. First five people, I will gift you a copy. Very simple. And I gotta say, even though I do that, not even a lot of people actually redeem that free comic, which is crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. But I understand some people just maybe don't feel comfortable enough to approach me about it. I don't know. Whatever it might be. The offer always stands. For any comic that I talk about on the show, as long as it's not a Marvel or DC book, if you want to check it out, you let me know, and I will gift you a copy on Comixology. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe some people are still Comixology adverse. Maybe I should do an episode on the amazing world of digital comics. But we won't do that today. So this happens in comic books all the time, right? And I think, in particular, over the last couple of years, as social media has become more prevalent and more people join it, and more people feel like they have a platform in which to discuss whatever they want to discuss without any sort of repercussion, we see this more and more. Now, back in the day, you know, in the 90s, we'll say, the heyday of the comic industry, when comics were selling millions and millions of copies, when writers and artists were rock stars everywhere they went, we started seeing some kind of discussion like this on the internet, because forums were popular. And for you kids that don't know what forums is, look it up. It's kind of like, what do you guys do now? Snapchat? It's like Snapchat, but not instant. And it doesn't disappear. It stays there forever. And forums were hot back in the day, right? Like, that's how you talk to people about these kind of things. Because for the majority of us, as nerds, we maybe didn't have a whole lot of friends. Or the friends that we had didn't read comics. Or the friends that we had were comic book haters, we'll say. I mean, I was one of those kids. I didn't have a whole lot of friends, maybe one or two, over my entire schooling career, probably until I got into, I wouldn't even say high school, maybe not even into college. I didn't have people to talk to about comics. I had my cousin, he read some comics, but that was about it. And so, of course, now that we can just instantly say whatever we want, things do become a little bit different. And recently we've had quite a bit of this, right? So like when Captain America was quote-unquote a Nazi, which he wasn't, but in the first issue, that was the impression, right? People just got up in arms. This is not my Captain America. I can't believe you're killing my Captain America. F you, Marvel, this and that. Okay, well, I mean, all you had to do was wait one more month for the next issue to understand, or start to understand, kind of what was going on. We've had this stuff with the X-Men, right? I think in particular, folks roughly my age who grew up reading comics, you know, like Claremont's X-Men stuff, who was writing like every X-Men book, right? X-Men, Uncanny, Excalibur, whatever. He was doing all of them. And they were all incredible. And they still hold up, by the way. I have reread some of that stuff. They still hold up. They're still great comics. But over the years, due to craziness with licensing, right, between Sony Studios owning the X-Men franchise for film and TV, or was it Fox? Fox. Sony owns Spider-Man. The quality of the X titles kind of started waning, I think, for a lot of people. And some would just disappear. They would constantly reboot because they didn't know what the hell they were doing with it. And then, you know, a year, 2 years ago, Marvel re-energized the entire X-Men franchise. And people were up in arms, maybe kind of in the opposite direction. Because they're like, hell yes, you're bringing back my X-Men. I love this stuff. I can't wait. And then the books come out and they're like, what the hell is this garbage? This is not the stuff that I grew up reading. Well, no, it's not. Why would it be? Why should it be the stuff that you're reading? If you're the kind of person that expects to go into a comic shop and pick up, we'll just say Captain America or X-Men or whatever. We'll just use those two. Spider-Man, that's a good one too. Fantastic Four, that's a good one. Batman, ooh, that is close to my heart. We'll get to that in a second. If you're the kind of person that walks into a comic shop and says, well, I'm done reading this comic because this is not what I grew up reading, then maybe you should find a different hobby. Because the thing about the comic industry and any industry is that you cannot tell the same stories over and over again. Because you know what happens, first of all, if you tell the same story, the same person that complains that this is not my childhood X-Men or Captain America is going to say, well, you a-hole, this story, you ripped it off from this comic Captain America 450. I remember this on panel 3, or page 3, panel 6. Like, this is exactly what happens. And you rip the story off. And that's ridiculous. Absolutely. You can't do that. Why would you want to read the same stuff over and over again? It's insanity. Insanity. And we see this with other things, right? So some books maybe come and they tend to appeal to a younger audience. And I think about this with like Devil Dinosaur, right? A lot of people are like, why is this book still being put out? Nobody buys it. But guess what? A lot of kids buy this. Scholastic sells tons of these things in trade. That's why they keep doing them. The books are not for you. The books are for whoever the market decides the book is for. And sometimes they may be wrong about that. Maybe sometimes a publisher brings out a book expecting it to appeal to, I don't know, we'll just say like a female audience, okay? They have an all-female creative team. They have a female lead on the book with these little female issues. And all of a sudden, for some reason, women don't like that book for whatever reason. But it appeals to high school boys who may relate to some of the issues that this character's going through. And that becomes the new demographic. This happens all the time. And I don't understand why it is that we always just want to have the same stuff over and over again. It's boring. It's boring. I just talked about this a couple episodes ago with like TV shows. And actually, it might have been on a different podcast. It might have been on the Nerdy Legion podcast. I know I've talked about Gotham in a few places. But that's an example, right? I don't want Gotham to be Batman comics in a TV show format. That's boring to me. Okay, we already had that. It's called Batman the Animated Series, and it was the greatest thing ever created in the history of mankind. It's true. It's true. If you don't agree with me, come at me. At Geekvine on Twitter. Greatest comic book TV show of all time. Batman the Animated Series. Movies, I don't know, I have to think about it. But so I've had that with Batman, right? This is no secret if you followed my podcast over the years. Ever since Batman Rebirth, it's no secret that I haven't been a fan. I love Tom King. I was very excited when they announced Tom King to come on there because I enjoyed Omega Man so much. I enjoyed Vision so much. And I was like, this guy's going to do some cool stuff with Batman. And guess what? To me, the stuff that he was doing in those other books that he brought over into Batman didn't appeal to me because that wasn't my Batman. And it's taken me a long time to kind of understand what it is that he's trying to do. And it's still not my favorite thing to, you know, read on a weekly basis. Of course I still pick it up. It's Batman. I have to. I've been collecting Batman for 25 years. I have no choice. I have to. And it's not like it's the first time that I've been through a series of creative teams where I didn't feel like they were as strong as others. But of course, like, think about my childhood Batman. Like, right, that was right before Nightfall. I would say Nightfall is still one of the best Batman stories. Definitely of the last 30 years. But maybe even further than that. Maybe of all time. I mean, everyone always recommends Nightfall to people, right? And I've reread Nightfall, and it still holds up. It's still fantastic. Is there issues with it? Of course. Is Azrael not as cool as I used to think 25 years ago? Of course. He's kind of a douche. But guess what? We grow as people, and our taste in comics and movies and TV shows and books and whatever else also needs to grow along with that. We cannot stay stuck in that. And if something gets rebooted, and the audience is not you, then that's totally okay. Don't read it. Don't watch it. All you need to do is remember the time when you were a child and the amount of enjoyment that you received from them. And that's all that really matters. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of my rant, No One Is Killed in Childhood. If you want to get in touch with me, Twitter is the best place. At Geekvine is the Twitter account. You can, of course, email comictalktoday@gmail.com. I've been talking to Chris over at Dynamite Central. I think I'm going to experiment with a voicemail phone number. So maybe I'll do that. If I get it set up by tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow is Thursday, and I will have a guest returning to this podcast. My very first Therapy Thursday guest, Aaron Bell, will be joining me. And I've got some stuff to talk about. Some of it will include pouches, just so you know. Friday, the episode will be out a little bit later. There's a big Comixology announcement, of course, on June 1st, which is Friday. So I will not be recording that previously. I will push that back until I see what's up with the announcement so I can discuss it. Then over the weekend, I will do the Top of the Pile, in which I will discuss all the books that I read this week. And I will have a lot more time to read more books because my family is out of town in New York. And so I have the household to myself. Last night, I was up until like 3 in the morning watching movies, and it was amazing. I think that's going to be it, though. I'll catch you tomorrow.